Join the meeting.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, thanks. Who's all here so far? Okay.
That should give you, that should
should make you pretty good because Lorelai is Zooming. Chief Spalding was going to Zoom her off.
Do we have anything else? Do we have anything on the agenda much? That's pretty go pretty quick then. Perfect.
Gordon?
So what I'm thinking is you can see everybody, right? So when we get to agency reports, have you go down the list? What we could do is probably just do everybody go to Zoom.
They did.
You want to do that?
So what about like youngest? Okay. First
yeah. Or we could do the Zoom first.
Yeah, everybody. So it was a little bit sad.
Yeah, why don't we do everybody in the Zoom first, and then we'll do everybody in here.
Ready for it to be over, that's for sure.
What's that, Ellis? Oh, yeah.
Hello, guys.
You want?
They're like, when is this going to end? Is it going to end?
Yeah.
Never be the same.
No.
No, unfortunately, it won't.
Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
There she is.
What's up?
Hey, Maureen, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good to hear.
Close we expected in person.
Sergeant Feely, Sheriff.
Amy DeLugas.
Join the meeting.
I don't think it's going to go.
Steve Catherman.
Join the meeting.
Good morning, how are you? Good.
Morning. Take a seat.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I made the cut.
It's because we love you, Marty.
Wow.
Everybody just wants to see each other. It's ridiculous. Human. Unfortunately, every time. I told the sheriff he's a politician, not me.
Well, I think he would be obviously made to take the vote for.
Well, that's what I get for being the president of the County Chiefs Association. He actually wrote up the letter when we all just tweaked it, and I think it was well written. We had one person that sent us a nasty note to the police department.
Really?
He was very disappointed. I'm like, what? I think you read into it a little bit wrong.
We got an email through our general email here in the county why the county needs to have military vehicles to use against citizens.
Have we ever?
Right.
Ever. And they're not military vehicles. They're rescue vehicles. That's exactly what they're for. Even in the protests that we've had, we've never had one of them anywhere near that. It's going to be a very long meeting, hopefully. We don't have much on the agenda, and it's been kind of a little bit quiet when it comes to traffic safety, I can tell you that. So I'll call the meeting to order. 10:03. Did everybody get? It's been how many months?
A few months.
Everybody's went over the last minutes from December 13th. They've been able to see them.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the last?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Tim will second.
All right. All four.
Hi.
Any opposed?
Hi.
Morning, Sheriff.
Ow.
So our next meeting, anticipated meeting, is going to be September 25th, 2020.
How you doing?
I think we'll try to figure out which room it's going to be in when it comes to that point. Okay.
Yeah, it probably should most likely look.
Sure. And then we'll do it at 10 o'clock in the morning again?
Yeah.
Okay. We do not have any correspondence unless somebody has some. What's that?
No, that's an allergy.
Thank you very much. So we'll get right to department agency reports. Amanda's gonna, we're gonna do the Zoom call first. Who's on Zoom call, and then we'll go.
Tim, do you want to start?
Tim, do you want to start?
Yes, I can. Sorry, I've got a point and click to be able to unmute my phone. Yeah, I can get started. We've been deep into COVID for the last 3 months, so we haven't done nothing. Thank you very much for that report.
Don't you? How are
we supposed to tell the difference?
Oh, wow. That hurts me,
that hurts.
I tell you.
That
hurts,
hurts
me. Yeah, no, you know, we're slowly right now, we're slowly right now trying to restart our training programs. We've got approval from Office of Fire Prevention and Control to start training again, so we're going to start our training programs, and then we'll, we want to work with the sheriff to get a fire police course started here, probably sometime August or September if we can. And on the traffic safety side, really, is not an awful lot going on. I mean, we've been deep into COVID, still kind of working to COVID, and just supporting public health and the response. So I'm good.
All right. Next.
Steve?
Yeah, Public Works, we're churning away on our projects. We've completed one bridge project. It's not open yet. That's the one in Hornell on Hurlbut Street, actually in Arkport. We're right now on McAdam Road, which is now closed in the town of Howard. It's an off-site detour. And we're on Maring Road in Rathbun. Again, that's an off-site detour. Our federal aid projects, so County Route 66 over the Canisteo River in Hornell, that is an off-site detour. The bridge is closed. There's a temporary traffic signal that's been erected on State Route 36 that probably some of you are familiar with. Seems to be working pretty well. We did have an accident there either yesterday or the day before. Involved an elderly gentleman that ran into the side of a lady that was had the right of way at the light, and he went through a red light. Didn't seem to, I don't think any charges were filed, but I'm not completely sure of that. But everything looks in order, sign wise, the signals, everything was functioning. Middle of the day, it was just driver inattention. And our other federal aid project, County Route 119 over the Canisteo River in Cameron, that's still going on. That the existing bridge is open to traffic there. So other than that, business as usual. Don't have much else to report unless anyone has any questions.
No?
If not, I'm good.
All right.
Amy?
I don't have anything to report. Thanks.
Do you want Maureen from the state
store,
or do you
want to
do the other one?
Maureen, do you want to go now, or do you want to wait until we're all done?
I'll wait till you guys are done.
I figured.
All right.
No, Laura Lee.
Nothing really here. Just have been all COVID for the last 3 months.
Did you fall over? Perfect. All right, Sheriff?
We have our new radar trailer. It's up and running. We deployed it on County Route 17 and on 333. So far. It's much smaller than the old one. It operates via Bluetooth, so we can actually see the results as they're happening, which is kind of cool. And that'll be able to produce graphs and other usable stuff for DPW if they need it, as far as traffic counts and things of that nature. They want to use it, it's open. But our plan is all summer to have it every week in a different location. and make sure that's out. Wine Glass, they haven't heard what their plans are yet. I know they've had several discussions on whether to move forward, in a virtual way, to move forward in some sort of abbreviated way. There's been no decisions yet, so.
Yes, they. I heard this week, Jim, by the way, that they have gone to a virtual event. So yeah. They'll give folks the month of October to complete the virtual event, and then that's going to give them discounts and stuff off next year's event. But they have canceled the event. I'm sorry that information hasn't gone out to everybody yet, because we were waiting for them to make the announcement, which was supposed to be yesterday afternoon.
Right. So there you go. So, and obviously the fair is down to just panels. So that would be a very different effect on traffic there. Other than that, our DWIs are still way up there. We're partnering with the Council on Addictions. We got a grant through State Farm to do a education trailer for DWI. And we're working on that now, similar to the Amy Stock trailer that you take around the schools. And what it does is we're attempting to get the vehicle from the 4 fatality crash that was on County Road 76 in Pulteney a little over a year ago, and then use the 911 tapes and victim statements as part of a video and audio loop, and also use the video from our drones when we did the construction, and take that to schools to talk about as a further deterrent on impaired and intoxicated driving. We're in the early stages of that.
That sounds like a fantastic program.
The Amy Stock trailer is very, very powerful. That's what it was based on. She got hit by a drunk driver and killed her family. Did that. So we're looking to replicate that. That's over in Albany, where that's housed. So we're looking to replicate that for this half of the state. And like I said, the undersheriff did a great job getting a grant from State Farm to do it. So we're working the legal process of getting the vehicle and the statements and the sign-offs and all that goes into that. That'll be coming line very soon. But now we're continuing to move. Like I say, DWIs are up 10 in the last 7 days.
Cool. Have you guys seen the uptick in driving while ability impaired?
Yes. Drugs? Tremendous uptick yeah. In DWA. Supposed to have. And marijuana plus. What they are. How are you, James?
Good, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. But other than that, continuing to move through the summer. See what the summer brings.
All right. Oh, you just came into
just
the
just in time for the agency
time.
Report.
Yeah.
Not much to report.
Sergeant Feely?
Some staff changes. Yesterday and today were our transfer days. Okay. Troopers coming and going. Some different faces in the zone.
Who'd we lose?
Almost all of them. Two with bat.
Oh, no kid.
We'll see.
Where'd Seawee go?
Amity.
Oh, okay.
Erickson.
Cut out the post.
Oh, put them there, basically. Black. They're all going to say.
I just bet half of them.
I know, they're all good troopers. We got to keep them here.
Some that got to painted post this time might stay, at least in the zone.
Right.
In the county. I imagine eventually they'll come to bat, but Cody Scholes, Mitchell Porter.
Oh, Mitchell's back?
He's back at zone.
Is he?
So he's a pain of post. But
is Nick Trettinelli going to stay? Or?
Nick is at and will stay at pain post.
Okay.
So, that's a familiar.
That's yeah. A good lad. He's a good boy.
Lieutenant Bentley has joined us in the zone office. Our assistant zone commander. And that probably will be a stable position for. So,
sometime good.
Very good. So that our traffic safety plan initiatives have been just kind of, off, not on track because of the coronavirus concerns and other details. But I'm trying to get them back. consistent with the other demands that we have, you know, as an agency. But we're doing some, and, you know, that's about it, really. Just wait to see what the civil unrest brings and the coronavirus protocols, adapting to all of those issues.
All right. Marty?
Well, more on the coronavirus. Our office has been working virtually the whole region, state really. It's been doing a lot of virtual work, working from home. I wasn't sure how that was going to work out, but surprisingly, it's worked quite well.
Other than jealousy.
Yeah,
my
well,
brother I've taken pictures this morning on the back deck doing computer work.
Well, I've been a little jealous because I live 3 minutes from work, so I've been going in every day. And I had no staff there. But surprisingly, they're producing and getting it done. Yeah. Now we're at 25%, so each of the staff come in 1 day a week. So, I don't know when we're going to 50%, but that's the next jump. Doesn't mean a lot for our office. We have a small office, and you know, to that discussion, just before the COVID hit, I had, you know, and this took a lot of whining and crying, but I had the ability to hire 6 new staff in my office. Well, filled 2 positions that were vacated and 4 additional. Every one of those, due to the coronavirus, was taken away from me. In addition, I have a provisional, here I am whining about staff, but you know, a provisional who, because some of the dominoes, the way they fell due to the coronavirus, is his last day today. I've had him for 2 years, but we couldn't reach him. He didn't do well enough on the test. But if it wasn't for Corona, I know we would have been able to reach him. So there goes another staff.
Experienced.
Yeah. And so we're hurting in the office there, but we're still getting what we can get done. I suppose one of the things that did help us through this is the traffic levels have really reduced. We, there's a group out of Albany that's been sending us reports. You know, we got down to, you know, depending on how you slice the pie, you know, 50% of levels from last year during the peak of the shutdown. They're back up pretty well now to where they were last
yeah.
year, though. So the traffic is back, and so business as usual with less staff. We have many projects going on in Steuben County. There's a lot of maintenance type projects, which I don't really have written down here, but you'll see them. Fan overlays and doing quite a bit of work in that regard. But bigger projects, capital projects, we've got work on CC's Bridge, fascia work that's been ongoing there. We have pedestrian, call it a pedestrian cleanup project. It's locations that us, maybe sidewalk placed to connect one sidewalk to another, crosswalk, stuff like that. So there's quite a bit of that going on kind of here and there throughout the county. There's a bridge project, I'm not sure where this is, so I'm not going to mention it. It's been delayed because of COVID, but I didn't write down where that is. Maybe Pinion Post. We're working on slides on 54A which is just incredible. The road keeps sliding into the lake. I don't know if you've been over there lately. We have temporary traffic signals set up over there at two locations and plans for new work to be done also. The COVID, I guess, helped a little there because we would normally do whatever we could to not close the lane this time of year. But I think for these particular slides, we would have had to do that anyways. So we've got work going on over there continuously. We got paving on I-86 from exit 43 basically to Riverside. That's nighttime paving. It's ongoing. We have a bridge project over tributary to Coacton in the town of Bath. We have one of the projects that's upcoming that's the interest of this office is a sidewalk project in Bath. That one got a bid and with the bid price was way over the estimate price. So
you cut the project down, didn't you?
Cut it down, and now we're going to pick that part we broke out of that, which is the Bath project. Now, I think we broke that out and rebid it. That's why this is coming. Sure, it should be starting soon, but it's a 2-year project, so we talked about it on sidewalk work here and crossings and so forth. A lot of other culvert work, painting walls, and so forth. So, a lot going on. Mr. Ben County, if there's any questions, I can answer them.
Carol?
Hey, Marty.
We got one.
I had a question. Hey, Marty, on that Bath project, I see you put some new bases in there by Keller Avenue. Is that going to be a cross, just a pedestrian crossing lights, or what's going in there at Keller and Washington?
That is I think those are just what base are you talking about?
It looks like there's a base almost like it's like you're getting ready to put in a stoplight or traffic light there. But I don't know if you're just putting up, flashing lights for pedestrian crossing or what's going on there. But
are those signalized intersections? I'm not sure which one.
So you remember the day that I took you out and where my crossing guard is out there and the bus is out. We discussed possibly in this section you might put some blinking lights in there.
Yeah.
It's in that same area. But
that is scheduled.
Okay.
I did want to actually talk about this. So that's our PSAP, our Pedestrian Safety Action Plan. That is a 2-year contract that started last year. And we are running into difficulty with the contractor. In fact, that's why they're running into difficulty with this guy, this contractor.
So he keeps bidding on these things?
He's got 17 different contracts going around the state for PSAP signal work and sign work. He's, as far as we can tell, extremely overextended. And I brought it up in a couple of meetings recently because it's becoming apparent that he might not get his work, which is a big no-no when you enter into a contract with the state. Some of that work. And I don't know if they even finished the work in, Liberty Street? There's some sidewalk work, ramp.
They're still doing that.
Are they still torn up?
Yeah.
And that's why. They've got
two or three
crews that go around the state, and one crew is the one that tears up the concrete and that's a problem.
I had actually a local guy that was working on the project over here. He's from Hornell. Stopped me, and he's like, this is not going to get done the way it needs to. And I think he's in over his head right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you that we are all over from the regional perspective, and the state is involved. The main office is involved too. So we don't know what we're going to get at the end of by the end of October, which is when their contract is supposed to be complete. They are currently, it's a 2-year contract, 12% complete. So. Make your own assessment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought it's a good place to bring that up because questions may be asked, like, when are they going to?
So do you know if you guys put those in there?
There, yes, it's in the contract. RFP's at that location, which is great. They're in the contract. I think we have a better chance of getting those complete because they seem that particular crew seems to be doing some work. So just want you to know that we're riding herd. So did I answer your question, Tim?
Yeah, so that's basically a crossing system there. It's not going to be a traffic light then.
No traffic light, no. It's either red poles, there is no traffic light there, so it's either RRFBs, these rapid flash, which I don't think the location you're talking about is, unless he's talking about the same location.
It's the same location.
Okay, then that probably is rapid flash beacons at that location.
Okay, so similar to what they have down in Corning there by the School of Science and Mathematics or whatever that school is.
Yep. I guess I'll mention that too. That wasn't part of the PSAT contract. That there was a child hit by a car in Corning by a regional director. And since then, we have installed four RRFBs at four intersections on Denison Parkway. Yeah. So, a lot of crossings there, a lot of pedestrian traffic. And that was in addition to the BSAP contract. That's complete.
I did have just a quick question. I know the Standing Mini Mart 64 is open and complete, I think. So will they be starting the Bump Road reconstruction?
I believe the highway work permit has been issued, and now it's up to them when they want to start it. Yeah, so everything's in place.
Thank you. I don't have anything.
All right. Honestly, I don't have anything right now. I'm just down on manpower and looking to hire more. Everything else is status quo. So, Maureen?
First, let me take a half a second to thank all our law enforcement partners in the room. Trying times to say the least, but thank you. For the first responders or all of our healthcare workers, those that are responding to COVID still, again, thank you. Your work is appreciated. We are right smack dab in the middle of grant review. We've got a record number of grants, finite amount of money. So when you get your award letters, give me a call. If you have any surprise.
Give me a call.
What can I say? For your 2020 grants, we just went through our normal bunny period, click it or ticket. Many of our agencies across the state did not participate because of COVID and because of unrest. So it's going to necessitate a mod to your grant and to move your money from bunny into regular PTS. Or You can also purchase PPE, but only for those enforcement hours that are grant funded and for those officers that work those grant funded hours. Reasonable, rational. I would like a phone call or a text or something before you purchase, just to, you know, just to clarify what you're doing. And that way you can use bunny money for that. Let's see, what else? We're seeing a lot of our grants being flexed because of COVID. We understand it. If there is an emerging issue within your jurisdiction that was not addressed pre-COVID, it may necessitate a mod. So just, you know, again, keep that in mind. The click it or ticket wave has been moved, and we probably won't see it until next grant cycle. So we're going to make accommodations in your 2020 enforcement dollars to address that. July 4th enforcement is coming up. Let's see, what else? I heard the PSAP being mentioned quite a bit. Off of our website, there are free materials to do an awareness piece, an education piece about PSAP. So let me direct you to our website, www.trafficsafety.ny.gov. For those that, whoever is in that jurisdiction that may want to do enforcement, education, and awareness, once the engineering piece is done, you can actually write that into a grant for the local enforcement agency. Just FYI. I heard before DWIs were up, not a surprise. Can't keep those folks that need their supplies off the road. We're seeing a lot of impairments. We're seeing unprecedented speeds on the roadways. The rate of speeds are just unbelievable. So yeah, in this area, in Albany County as well, we're seeing the vehicle miles traveled increase. Congestion is starting again. And I don't know whether people are just so crazy they forgot how to drive or what. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of stuff going on locally. I was very, very glad to hear about the education trailer. That's awesome. How can we incorporate it into any of the education and outreach that's going on in Steuben County? Sheriff, that might be an opportunity to do some more funding for your HS1 using that trailer once it's done. Let's see, what else? With your impaired arrests going up, how's your DRE situation?
We have two now.
What do you think?
We're stable otherwise.
I still advocate for an advanced A-ride instead of DRE.
That's fine. We're back doing, I believe Renee told me we're back doing A-ride.
Yeah, the DRE is such a huge investment and such a difficult program to get people through. And typically it's folks that have the headgear to become supervisors.
Yeah.
So they're in it for a limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It, for the investment, it's a difficult investment to support.
No, I know. Hey, Sheriff, if you want to think about another, you know, sending some more folks through A-Ride, let me talk to Renee.
I've pushed for this for several years, but when is there going to be a certification for A-Ride, a DCGS certification?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. I can ask her. Certification.
We've been asking Renee for probably 5 years about that.
Is there a way of bringing one down here to where we could have the training down here?
Once they start having them again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to Renee about a training and certification for A-Ride.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Steuben.
We have two signed up. The July A-Ride at Niagara University.
Great. And I'm sorry, who's that?
Like, we're going to make it work. Get back. on track.
All right. As soon as we get cleared to travel, I'll be on the road again. It might not be till September, but yeah, I'm hoping. If you have any questions, give me a call about grants. If I can help in any way, give me a call. What else? Anyone have any questions for me?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Is that everybody for reports? All right. I don't think we have any old business that we have to attend to, any new business at all. All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Sheriff, second?
Second by Tim.
All four?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So we'll see everybody September 25th, 2020. At 10 a.m., probably at the annex. Thank you for being here.
Great to see everybody. Thanks.
Thank you.
I got to drive down my ride.